good Nerv Shabbos. Was warned that perhaps it's worth canceling the teleconference tonight because many people might be busy. I said, you know what? We're not going to cancel, and if anyone shows, as long as there's one person on, Be'ez Hashem will give the share. And Baruch Hashem, number of you on, number on the phone, so glad we didn't cancel it. This week is Parshas Vayeshev. And Parshas Vayeshev, excuse me, is always the start of Hanukkah, the day before the start. So while Parshas Miketz is always Shabbos Hanukkah, you need to realize that Vayeshev is directly connected to Hanukkah as well, because there is nothing random ever in the Torah HaKadoshah. So Vayeshev and Miketz are chosen, and even Vayigash connected to Hanukkah. Understand that that's exact. And it's very hard to make all the connections. But Yosef HaTzadik is the antithesis to Yavan, to the Greeks. Yosef has the same gematria as Antiochus. They're both 156, and actually Melech Yavan, the king of Yavan, is also 156. And the connections between how Yosef was the ability to fight many years earlier and help us that years later we could fight the Greeks is a sheer in itself. But just one nugget, one inspiration that we get from Yosef HaTzadik, from this week's parsha, that the Maccabees use, and you and I need to use in our lives. There's a story of the dreams. There's a story of the Saramashkim and the Saroifim. And somehow Yosef HaTzadik listens to the dreams and he says, you're going to die and you're going back. And the question becomes, how did he make that decision? How did he know? Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, if you read the words of the dreams, you'll see. In the Saramashkim's dream, he says, and I went ahead and I squeezed out and I took the grapes and I put in the hand of Pari and all the actions that he did. The Saraifim's dream was that he was just standing there and birds were eating out of his hat, out of his basket on his head. He was totally passive. No movement, no life, no struggle, no toil. Yosef HaTzadik listens carefully to their dreams. And he says, in a dream where there's action and movement and work, there will be success at the end. In a dream where there's just passiveness and nothingness and emptiness, he says, that's nothing following up. The entire world in the days of the Maccabim was sitting, and they literally were becoming misyavnim. They were totally getting taken over by the Greek culture. And everyone just sat and made peace with it. It was a group of people who were inspired. The whole story is not within the scope of this teleconference, how their sister screamed at them and told them, you don't care. She was going to get married the next week, and the Greeks affected all the Jewish weddings. She says, you don't care about me. And she riled them up. What do you mean you don't care? And they said, what are we supposed to do? And the answer to that question was, do. Don't calculate what to do. Something's bothering you, act. And they did. And only because they acted did they win. And it goes much deeper. The Beis Yisrael, the Hilchos Geir Reva, adds a tremendous nugget. If you know the Gemara, there's no Masechtas Chanukah. All excuse me, all of the halachas of all the Gemara's of Chanukah is in Masechta Shabbos. And the Gemara tells us how the story of Chanukah came around. Listen to the words of the Gemara. And the Gemara speaks about the miracle where they found that one jug of oil. And it says, Kalashmanim Shebehechel, they contaminated every drop of oil. And they beat them. Finally, Shagar Masach Shmerei Chashmonaim saw that it was over. They fought them. And listen to this. Badku. They went searching. But like Matsu, they only found one jug of oil. What do you mean they searched? Why does the Gemara say that word? Says the Beis Yisrael, something fascinating. They could have said, the Greeks came in to defile and contaminate every drop of oil. They could have came and said, listen, that's what they came for. This is what they're doing. They for sure didn't leave any clean oil. And they should have just thrown in the towel. Says the Gemara one word, Badku. What does Badku mean? They searched. They looked. And guess what? Because they searched, because they looked, this is why they found something. Because they put in the effort. Understand, our lives has nothing to do with what we achieve. We didn't have a teleconference last week. I had a simcha. I was out of town. But Yaakov Avinu gets a new name, Yisrael. Why? Listen to the pasuk, Kisarisa Melakim, because you fought an angel, Vatuchal, and you won. Asks the same Imre Emes. Something incredible. He should have been called Vatuchal. Why did we call him Yisrael? Because you fought. You should call Vatuchal because you won. He should have been named that he won, not that he fought. And he says, no, winning has nothing to do with you, and winning is irrelevant. Hashem doesn't ask anyone to win. Hashem asks you to fight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks you, I will throw challenges on you. And as you move, and as you fight, there lies the success. The success comes in its own. You're supposed to fight. And by the way, if you're getting fights, and you're getting battles, you are a success story. Yosef HaTzadik is the only Jew in the entire Torah who is called Ish Matzliach, a successful person. Now, if I ask you, if I describe Yosef HaTzadik's life to you without telling you his name, kidnapped by his brothers, threatened to kill, sold as a slave, sat in jail for 12 years, go on. And I tell you, is this a successful life? Every one of you would look at me and say, what are you talking about? This is the most unsuccessful, unproductive life. That's because we look at things through our eyes. If we look at things through the Torah's eyes, and action and movement and effort is all that counts, Yosef HaTzadik was the most successful person in the world. He was thrown the most curveballs, and he won, and he came out strong. Kisarisa of Yaakov Avinu was given over to Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik was the most Ish Matzliach. Why? He was thrown in a sign of Eishes Potiphar. And what does Chazal tell us? What does the Torah tell us? Vayimain. He held back. Shalshelas Vayimain. What is the Shalshelas on the top? Vayimain. That's the all way up. You want to know why he was more successful? Why he achieved more than anyone else? Not despite his challenges. Because of his challenges. Next time HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws you a challenge, you need to think, is it because he doesn't like me or because he wants greatness for me? Yosef HaTzadik is one of the Shivarayim. When you say the Ishpizin, the only one of the Shvatim that's listed, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yosef, right? Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. Why Yosef? Because Yosef is the only one who was challenged in the way that he was. So he was the only one that became who he was. That's the message of the story of this week. There's only one message of this week's parasha. We don't just tell you stories. We're here to tell you how Yosef became who he was. Because every challenge thrown his way, he worked and he toiled. This is why when he saw those two dreams, He looked at them and he's like, of course you're going to live and you're going to die if you don't do anything. And remember the inspiration of the Maccabim. It was overwhelming and daunting, and they were like ready to throw in the towel. And they went ahead and they said, no, we're going to fight. Look at Rashi and Vizayis HaBracha. It was 12, 13 people against the entire Greek-Assyrian army of hundreds of thousands. You have to look at that Rashi. Rashi says, there was no chance. They went in and they were successful. Had they thought about it, they would never have gone in. Don't think. When they came in and defiled all the oil, they didn't think. Batku, they said, let's look. Maybe there's one. There was one. You know why? Because Batku. Because they looked and they searched. Next time you have a challenge thrown your way, don't think, so how will I get it? Don't think about the Vatuchal. That's not what makes you B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael is that we fight. Every challenge you come, fight it. Don't worry and don't think about what the future, will you win or will you won't win. That's this week. We don't need a story. We have the story of Yosef HaTzadik. We have the story of the Maccabim. Let's look at those stories and inspire ourselves to people who stood against all odds. Yosef HaTzadik, an only Jew in Mitzrayim. The Chashmonaim, a minion of Yidden against the whole Greek Syrian army. A few Chashmonaim looking amongst thousands of defiled things of oil. They just went ahead and did it anyway. That's the inspiration for the Nesayin in 2021. In Tavshin Pei Beis, that's going on in your life. Be inspired by Yosef. Be inspired by the Chashmonaim, because forever they were the Ish Matzliach. They're the ones that saved Klal Yisrael, and Yosef's the one that got us out of Mitzrayim. It was in his chus. They fought without worrying about the success or the chances. We will be inspired. We will have a Chanukah, a lichting Chanukah, Chanukah full of light, and we will have an incredible and joyous Yom Tov.